This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. China's Central Asian neighbor of Tajikistan has been rattled by a strong earthquake. The quake, measured by the China Earthquakes Network Center as a magnitude 7.4, hit shortly before 4 p.m. Beijing time. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake hit in a relatively mountainous and remote region of Tajikistan at a depth of around 30 kilometers, which should limit any damage or casualties. Quake itself, though strong enough to be felt in the Afghan capital, Kabul. It's being reported a dispute over land may be behind an assault on a police inspection station in Inner Mongolia. A group of around 100 people, believed to be from neighboring Gansu, attacked the station on Sunday afternoon, injuring 13 people and destroying 11 police vehicles while trashing the station itself. The attackers, armed with stones and sticks, also used pepper spray on some of the police officers during their assault. Some of the staff at the station in Inner Mongolia were then taken and dropped off in remote areas of the Gobi Desert. The exact motivation, aside from being a dispute over land, has not been made clear. Authorities are now on the hunt for the suspects. New round of talks on human rights and the rule of law is underway between U.S. and Chinese officials. As part of the talks in Beijing this Monday, the Chinese side is calling for the U.S. to better understand China's different choices of its path toward human rights. The deputy director of China's State Council Information Office says for China, poverty alleviation and economic development remain the most important goals when talking about political and human rights development. Delegates from the U.S. side say they are interested in how the rule of law is being followed in China. U.S.-China talks on human rights and the rule of law first began in 2009. The latest exit polling shows Venezuela's opposition has won a majority of seats in the country's National Assembly. Venezuela's National Electoral Council has announced the opposition has won at least 99 seats in the 167-seat legislature. The socialists have retained 46 seats, while another 22 races have not yet been declared. Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, has conceded defeat.
Nosotros, viendo estos resultados, hemos venido...
Looking at these results, we've come here with a high moral and ethical standards to acknowledge these adverse results, to accept them, and to tell our Venezuela that our constitution and democracy have triumphed. We accept this, we accept the results as they emanated from the electorate.
A string of violence leading up to the vote had observers questioning whether the opposition would get the turnout needed to defeat the socialist incumbents. The opposition victory brings about an end to 17 years of socialist rule in the country's legislature, which began under late former President Hugo Chavez. Venezuela's economy has been in rampant decline for over the past year, with the oil-dependent country unable to finance the social welfare programs which Nicolas Maduro had tried to maintain, despite the dramatic drop in oil revenues. Four Syrian army soldiers are dead following what's being described as the first U.S.-led coalition strike on the Syrian army. The Syrian army group was hit while it was operating in an eastern Syrian province. Details surrounding the attack have not been made clear, including whether the U.S.-backed coalition intentionally targeted the Syrian army group. If so, this would mark a major escalation in the U.S.-led coalition's mandate in Syria, as it's been focusing its airstrikes exclusively on Islamic State targets to this point. The Obama administration has long been calling for the ouster of the Syrian government, but has not launched any attacks to back up that goal. Police in London say it's too early to determine the exact motive behind a knife attack at an East London metro station over the weekend. Reports suggest the 29-year-old man began attacking passengers at an underground station, yelling, "This is for Syria," on Saturday evening. Three people were hurt, one of them seriously. Police say they are treating it as a terrorist incident. Suspect, who was taken down with a taser, due in court later on this Monday on attempted murder charges. British pop duo Wham of 1980s fame putting out an appeal here in China, looking for the little boy who took a photo with them on the Great Wall during their historic show in China in 1985. The show itself was groundbreaking at the time, as Wham, frontman by George Michael, became the first Western pop group to perform in China. In April 1985, Wham toured China for 10 days, which attracted global attention. During their time at the Great Wall, little boy ended up in a photo with the duo. Now the band wants to find that boy, some 30 years after the fact. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.